The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So your virtue of the month is wisdom. And Mrs. Garcia asked you if you know someone who is wise. I know I could hear somebody said my older sister. I couldn't hear the other answers. So my question is, how do you know if someone is wise? What are some of the signs? Oh. Okay, so if like when you ask him for help or, you know, to help you with making a decision, they'll give you good advice. Very good. What else? Okay, so they are sometimes older than you. That's good. So you have to be an older person, right, to be a wise person? They've been through more experiences. That's why being older is a good thing, because they have experienced more things than someone who's younger. Very good. Say that the beginning, first part, I didn't hear you. Okay, when you look at their lives, you can see that they made good decisions. That's why you know they're a wise person. Now, let's say I am a wise person. I'm just saying, okay? How would you benefit from my wisdom? You have to ask, right? You have to go to the wise person and ask them. And you mentioned that wise people usually are older because they have different experiences. And all of you have people who are older than you, who have more experiences, and those are your parents. And I think they're wiser, at least from you, because they lived longer. They had those experiences maybe that you're going through. So it's important for you to talk to them, to ask them. And a lot of times we don't. We don't ask the people who are wiser than us, whether it's our parents, maybe a teacher, maybe an older brother or sister. We keep things to ourselves. And we're called, that doesn't help us if we know a wise person, but we're not asking him or her to help us with our choices. So it's very important that you ask that person who you think to be wise to help you before you make an important decision. Now, that doesn't mean that every time you have a small, this simple decision, you're going to ask that person, like, what should I eat for dinner, right? But big decisions, you know, like eighth graders that are considering what high school to go to, well, that's a big decision. They should ask you know, other people, their parents, maybe other students, relatives, brother, sister, maybe went to those high schools. What was their experience for it? That's how we benefit from one another's wisdom. We're called to share our wisdom with others. Now, in the first reading, it said, it's better to be a wise person than to be rich or to have power. Do you agree with that? Why? Okay, because riches and power can give you some happiness, but being wise give you more happiness or true happiness. Other reasons? Let's say if you were rich, is it possible you could lose your money? If you are in power, if you make the wrong decisions, could you be out of power? Right. But if you're wise, let's say even you're poor but wise, you have the opportunity to make more money. Right? If you're rich or powerful and wise, then probably you're going to handle your riches, you handle your power in a better way. Who else are we supposed to go to ask for wisdom, the first reading told us? God and Jesus, right? Because God and Jesus are perfect wisdom, because they know everything. And again, a lot of times when we're making difficult choices or trying to make the right choice, we don't go to Jesus and ask him. And it's simply just go in prayer and say, Lord, help me to make the right decision in this situation. That's all you have to do. All we have to do is ask. And then God, through the Holy Spirit, will somehow, maybe it's through our parents, through somebody else, through a friend who says something, and suddenly we know what we should do in that situation. But it all starts with the simple thing of asking Jesus, asking someone else, and then praying about all of the information we get and asking the Holy Spirit to help us to do the right thing. And sometimes we might not see the results that we wanted, but could that still be the wise decision? Yeah, because again, God knows what's really best for us. We might think, well, you know, if I make this decision, that's best for me because this, this, and this. But God knows what's going to happen in the future. And he may decide to move us in a different ways or guide us into a different way. Or we might think, well, I didn't get what I was hoping for. But if we ask God, we trust that at one point, this would have been really the best decision for us. Now, the gospel. What kind of wisdom is Jesus teaching us through this gospel? What was the gospel about? Doing things for people.
Whenever you do something good for somebody, you also do it for God.
Okay, whenever you do something good for others, you're doing it for God. Is that wisdom? See, that's the wisdom of Jesus. The world tells us, no, it's whatever, whoever does something good to you, that's better. It's all about me and people doing things for me. But Jesus tells us, no, true wisdom is that the more we do things for others, that's when we are true wise, because that's how we get to heaven. See, it's not about how much I can get, it's more about how much can I give. And that's why your parents model that for you. They give you their wisdom. They give you, you know, your clothes. They give you a home to live in. They send you to a good school. They're modeling to you all of the things that are giving for you. They give for you so that you can grow up and be givers and give to others. Even now, you know, you have a lot of projects where you, some of you work with the seniors, you do the art projects, right? Some of you will go visit nursing homes later on in the year. It's about becoming givers. That's the wisdom of Jesus. It's not about receiving. It's about giving. And that's one thing we can practice a lot next month when we get closer to Christmas, right? Don't just be thinking about what's my list, what I want for Christmas. Maybe begin to think what I can do or what can I give for Christmas to others. That's the wisdom that Jesus is trying to teach us. And that's how we get to heaven. Because we can have a lot of money in this world. We can, you know, be very happy in this world, be very smart, have great jobs, great families. But in the end, if it's not going to lead us to heaven, then that wasn't too wise. The wisest choice we can make is to make sure we're going to get to heaven following Jesus, who showed us the way to get to heaven. And the way of Jesus is to become givers, to give of ourselves. Because the more we give, the more we receive. The more we give, the happier we are. The more we give, the wiser we are, and then we can share our wisdom with others.